morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trip Tower. There's a request from the 708 area code. They wanted fish bouncing around the room. Yeah, that's your Wild Card Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday, yeah. Hey, Vic.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that three times yesterday I almost called Mary Esmeralda.
Yeah. She takes over at 5.
Go,
so I got a little confused.
No, I understand.
She's probably in traffic right now, right, Mary?
No, not right now.
No?
Not yet.
I believe she's listening to Bon Jovi.
Watching a Robbie Benson movie.
While listening to Jovi. That's her morning routine. So we're going to be talking about weird diets. What are some of the weirdest diets? Now, Vic, you said you were on a 2-week diet.
Do you remember Dr. Ian Smith? I'm not trying to plug his book here, but he was on the Steve Cochran show.
Yes.
I listened to that segment, and so I bought the book and did the diet.
Now, what does it consist of?
Well, it's mostly fruits and vegetables, and then there is this purple smoothie that he gives you the recipe to. But it's mostly fruit and vegetables with one serve. Well, actually, there's no meat in the diet, but I changed that. I made an amendment to that, and I allowed myself to eat one.
Because, you know better than the doctor.
Right. I eat 1 6-ounce meat serving a day, but 2 weeks, 10 pounds.
2 weeks and 10 pounds.
Yep.
And now, is this just sort of a cleanse thing?
It is. Yeah, that's what it is. I think it's called the Purple Detox Smoothie.
Right.
So but I talked to Vic when he was doing it, and you said that you'd never not eaten meat.
I eat meat usually every day. I switch it up. It's usually chicken, mostly, and then I eat fish once a week, and then red meat usually twice a week.
Yeah.
So I eat meat, every day.
Let me explain something to you. there's no way that I can't eat meat.
See, Esmeralda?
There's just no way.
She was laughing at me.
No.
I just think it's because there's ways around it. I had a soup. It was broccoli and cheese.
Yeah, but you know what? You can have what was that satan stuff?
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, because I had my first ex-wife was a vegetarian until she started dating me.
Oh, wow. Converted her. Yeah. Turned her into a meat.
Well, I mean, when she was a kid, she ate meat. And then she did the whole thing that everybody does when they're like 17 or 18. I'm going to be a vegan, or whatever, or a vegetarian. And so she did the vegetarian thing. And then we started dating. And, she used to work at Blind Faith Cafe. And Blind Faith Cafe, I don't know if it's still... I don't know if it's still around. It was in Evanston. It was a vegetarian restaurant in Evanston. She was a waitress there at Blind Faith Cafe. I don't know if it's still there or not, but it was a very popular place. And she would always bring leftovers and food and stuff home from there. And I'd eat it, and I'm like, yeah, this tastes okay, but it's not meat. You don't tell me that, oh, yeah, you won't be able to tell the difference. No, yeah, I can. I can absolutely tell the difference. This is not meat.
Yeah, I'm not down on that seitan or little crumbly bits of stuff. I like to know if I'm gonna eat meat, I might as well just eat meat. Let's not pretend.
No, I don't even want to eat. Yeah, I don't even care. I am an unapologetic carnivore.
Yeah,
unapologetic.
I asked a vegetarian friend of mine because he ate all that substitute stuff.
Yeah,
and he told me that it's because he can't help but not crave meat.
Yeah.
So he has to put something in there that's like a meat-like thing.
That's absolutely right.
He was like, you just can't. You're a human. Like, you can't not crave it. I was like, okay.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole vegan, vegetarian thing. I just don't get it. I would not be able to do it. There's no way. And I want you to take a guess, Esmeralda, at what product my ex-wife fell off the wagon with.
Bacon.
Yes.
That stuff is good.
Absolutely right. We had a weekend away. I think we were in Minnesota. We were in Minnesota and we were visiting her brother. And that was, I believe, the same trip that we went to the most terrifying place on earth, the Mall of America. Good Lord. Anyway, so we ordered some room service. And she got, an apple or something and some oatmeal. you know, something like that. And I got some eggs and I got a bunch of bacon and some toast with a bunch of butter, you know? And at that time I was a coffee drinker and I just had a bunch of coffee. So, like a breakfast, you know, like an actual breakfast for a human. And she's got, like, I don't know, tofu oatmeal and, like, an apple. So, the stuff comes in. The guy brings in the tray. And so she grabs her little oatmeal and, you know, her dainty little oatmeal and her little apple. I lift up the metal thing on the I lift up the metal thing on the plate. There was about 20 slices of bacon on the plate. And as soon as I lifted the metal thing off, like it filled the room. That one and only magnificent smell of bacon filled the entire room. And my ex-wife said, "Screw it, give me a piece of bacon." And I applauded. I was
How
like,
"How long has she been veg?"
Let's see.
Because that'll wreck you.
She didn't feel. Oh, no. She was not well that night. No, I don't want to get into. Her body said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah.
You know, but that's another thing about that damn movie with the Spurlock dude, that Morgan Spurlock dude.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he made that movie with the "I'm going to eat everything at McDonald's and vomit."
Yes.
All right.
Supersize me,
right. Okay, so remember he did that experiment, and that's a crazy diet, fits into this category. He said he was going to eat nothing but McDonald's for, was it a month?
Yeah, 30 days, I believe.
Oh, that's right, because he did an entire series called 30 Days based on that. Okay, so he was going to eat nothing but McDonald's for 30 days, all three meals at McDonald's, and if they asked him if he wanted it supersized, his rule is that he'd have to say yes. So all these horrible things, and obviously he didn't blow the lid off of anything with that movie. It's not one of the most groundbreaking, earth-shattering movies ever made, because if you eat McDonald's three times a day every day, you're not going to feel well and your body's going to get bloated and fat, and it's not good for you. I mean, even I know that. But anyway, so they show him eating all the food and stuff, and like several times he's trying to eat a double, and he was going to, by the way, he had to eat everything on the menu at least once. Everything on the McDonald's menu at least once. So they show him, like, pulling over out of the drive-thru and throwing up because he's just eating a Big Mac or something. Ugh! What he failed to mention, Esmeralda, did you know this?
What's that?
He was a vegan before he did this stunt.
Oh, so then, see, that's not, oh, that's why I thought he was a big baby for puking.
No. But they don't explain that in the movie. It's a very Michael Moore, move.
So everyone's like, oh, I just made
Look at how sick he's getting because he's eating that. He was a vegan, not just a vegetarian, Esmeralda.
Yeah, no.
He was a vegan before he started this insane diet that even a carnivore would get sick on.
That's ridiculous.
Absolutely ridiculous.
That's not good.
But no, my ex-wife was sick, though. I felt, you know, I felt bad, but she got over it after
a few. But that moment when she was chewing it.
She was so happy.
It was so
You should have seen her face. I'm telling you, I believe it was one of the happiest moments of her life. That and when the divorce was final. I believe those were the happiest moments of her life.
I will say I have eaten. When I was in New York, I went to Moby's Vegan Restaurant.
Yeah.
I love Moby.
Yeah,
I was hoping to see him, but I had a turkey.
Oh, I'm sorry. For a second, I thought just the name of the place was Moby's.
No,
okay, but you went to the artist, the musical artist Moby, as a vegan. Okay,
he did. He doesn't own it anymore.
I'm sorry. I thought it was just some place called Moby's.
They only serve whale.
Uh-huh. All right, so you had some vegan stuff at Moby's.
It was a turkey club, and I swear it tasted delicious.
No, it didn't taste like turkey. Did not taste like turkey.
It was really good.
I guarantee you it did not taste like turkey.
My only takeaway is I love veganaise now, which is vegan mayonnaise.
What?
Whatever they put in it, it's so good.
Okay.
I don't know what's in it, but it's delicious.
Yeah. I think we need to have a taste test.
I'm not vegan tasting that crap.
Mayonnaise.
I'll eat anything, really. It doesn't matter. But I do want to mention this. Do you know who has a vegan Mexican restaurant?
Oh, Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo! What is wrong with him?
How do you think he has to keep up those muscles?
He's Danny Trejo. That guy, you know, I just picture him walking around with a hunk of meat at all times, just chewing on it. Danny Trejo runs a vegan Mexican restaurant. That's amazing.
I like it.
But that makes me see, and then you go, oh, well, you know what? That guy's cool. Because I don't know. For me, when I hear vegan, I'm like, oh, shut up. Right. My first response is, just shut up. Get away from me while I eat half a pig. Just go. But if Danny Trejo, I would never say that to Danny Trejo. He'd pick me up and bust me over his knee, rip my arms off, and beat me to death with him. And then he'd eat like a kumquat or something. All right. We have to take a break and we'll come back. There are some insane diets on this list. Some insane ones. And we'll get to that coming up right here on WGN. I keep away from a run around sewage. Yeah. So, yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Wild card, man. It's a wild card. You picked the song. 224 requested Dion's Run Around Sue. I can't believe they didn't request the Sean Cassidy remake. Sean Cassidy did a remake in the 70s. And it was a smash hit. Okay. We're talking about weird diets. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for your talk and text. All right, Esmeralda, you ready for a few of these insane diets?
Go for it.
This one is just entitled Cotton Balls.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Weight loss expert David Edelson says some models and dancers have eaten cotton balls in an attempt to feel full and not overeat. Cotton balls, cotton is not digestible, so the risk is huge, he says. Cotton balls will wreak havoc on your system and can do serious harm. Nutritionists advise eating high-fiber foods to get some of the same effect without causing damage to your body. Esmeralda, do you know, do you watch Scream Queens? Did you watch Scream Queens?
No. I watched the first episode, but I kind of got...
It was great. I can't wait. It was awesome. I can't wait till it comes back. But that was pretty much what the entire sorority, their diet consisted of. They would dip cotton balls into like light salad dressing and eat it. And that would be it.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. That's also in one of the ways that you could not pass your physical. In the 60s, they did that. The guys who didn't want to go to Vietnam mm-hmm. would eat a bunch of cotton balls, and then they wouldn't pass their physical. The X-ray would show something.
A big mass.
Yeah, and they wouldn't pass their physicals. They show that in the movie, the great movie Across the Universe. I know you're a Beatles fan. Esmeralda.
Yeah. Actually, I saw that. I don't remember that part. I just blocked it out. I'm like, ugh.
It's in there. How about this? In the early 20s, vendors were selling dieters pills with tapeworms in them. The theory was that the worm would attach to the stomach lining and eat some of your food, so you would lose weight without trying. It may sound good in theory, but in practice, the parasites take necessary nutrients, may cause digestive problems, and may reproduce in your system. Doctors say tapeworms are a no-no, and hopefully no one is still trying this.
And you have a tapeworm in your stomach. How is that?
Yeah. That's always one of my favorite lines in the Three Stooges. I think Curly says it, if I remember correctly. Curly says... they're ordering food, and he says, I'll take burnt toast and a rotten egg. Oh. And Moe's like, burnt toast and a rotten egg? Curly goes, yeah, I got a tapeworm that's good enough for him.
Ba-dum-tsh.
How about this? Fletcherism. Have you ever heard of Fletcherism, Esmeralda?
No.
Fletcherism, developed by Horace Fletcher. He became known as the Great Masticator. In the early 1900s for his weird diet. Now, get a load of this one, Esmeralda. He proposed that people Fletcherize their food. So he put his own name into the verb. He proposed that people would Fletcherize their food, meaning that they chew about 100 times per minute and only consume its liquids.
Ugh. So you're just chewing, you're kind of sucking out the water and then...
Yep.
Spitting it out?
Meals would consist of the juices that trickled down the throat. Anything that was solid left over was spit out.
Oh, that sounds so gross.
Even though his diet was extreme, weight loss experts do advise that you eat slowly to curb overeating.
Right. That's what I've heard. You chew I think at least 24 times, and you think about it. You have to, well, because most people, you just shovel it all in. And so this, you have to, like, take time, shovel it, like, enjoy what you're eating.
Yeah. See, that doesn't happen when I'm working here.
Right, yeah.
Because
no,
we go to a commercial break, and I'm shoving half a sandwich down my throat.
Yeah, we just shovel in the food.
I ate a sandwich in the course over three breaks. I had a sandwich, and I ate a little cup of mango fruit. All right. Here's Carrie on WGN. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, morning, Nick. Hey, first, thanks for bashing Morgan Spurlock in that stupid Super Size Me movie. Oh. That was so biased, I can't stand him.
No, he obviously cut the he's cut from the same cloth as Michael Moore. It's all one-sided and unfair. So.
He went from zero body fat to 100%. Yeah, of course.
He was a vegan.
Right,
it's just, it's such an, oh.
Right, yeah, but I didn't do this diet, but a friend of mine who's from the UK, and I guess it's kind of a popular rite of passage over there, they do the Guinness diet.
I did that for a lot of years, Kerry.
Well, they do it purposely. They do nothing but Guinness. He did it for almost a month when he was in college.
Wait. Hold on. So no food? He would just drink Guinness?
No food, just Guinness. And that's the popular, I don't know if it's a myth or whatever I call it, but there's enough nutrients in Guinness.
Well,
like, you know,
Guinness
a bottle
is iron.
Of bread.
I know. Guinness is loaded with nutrients and iron and stuff.
There's minerals. Yeah, there's minerals.
No, I know that.
But we were told that if you had a glass of orange juice, a glass of milk, and a glass of Guinness every day, you would receive all the things you needed and could do this for like a month.
Seriously?
My friend did. Just
damn it, I wish I didn't quit drinking.
Yeah, well, I mean, he wasn't by the it started with, you know, go to the pubs and, you know, the first two nights were like just nothing but Guinness.
Oh,
but
sure.
Then it turned into just meals, and he did it as long as he could. And he did it for almost a month. He said he did lose a little bit of weight, and he felt pretty good until the end when he said he felt like he was hallucinating a little bit. And I think he wasn't sure if it was based on the fact that he was just drinking Guinness for a month or if it was
or he was an alcoholic. That might have been the other thing.
But he said at the end he wasn't drinking. He said he would drink like one for breakfast, two for lunch, three for dinner. So it wasn't like he was pounding down a case of it. It was just to get your nutrients. But he said by the end it was like almost like, you know, Lisa Simpson dreaming about eating the sheep.
Right.
Well, yeah, because it's alcohol in an empty stomach.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Okay. All right. Listen, Carrie, I got to run. Thanks, man.
Thanks. Bye.
Take care. Yeah, he was hallucinating. Yeah, you know, that happens when you're an alcoholic. It does. Oh, my God. All right, we have to break. We got more weird diets coming up. We also have yet another Express, a really disappointing. Why do the Hawks just win on the weekends now? Why is that the thing? And I can't play a happy Blackhawks Express. I always have to play a depressing one. How about winning on a weekday? And the next time they play is Friday, so I can't play an Express if they win. All right, we got a break. News is next. This is our wild card winner. As far as I'm concerned, a texter just known as Old Biker Guy requested the great Cheap Trick, Southern Girls. Cheap Trick, finally inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but
by Kid Rock.
That's in a couple of weeks, I think, Dan. It's in April. They do the induction, but then the thing doesn't come on HBO until a couple of weeks afterwards. So, remember the petition that was out there? I signed it.
Right. No, so did I.
To not have Kid Rock.
Still hopefully be out there.
Kid Rock inducting Cheap Trick.
At least someone hears, listens to our cries.
God's sake. Cheap Trick rules.
They do.
Oh, man. All right. Weird diets. Now, Esmeralda, have you ever tried any weird diets?
I know, because I feel like I know better. I don't know. Just... Mm-hmm. And I know. I'm like, no, I can't just eat grapefruit all day.
That's one of them. Like, isn't there one that's just like all like, I remember it was like nothing but cottage cheese.
Yeah, no, I can't do that.
I happen to love cottage cheese.
How gassy would you be on a cottage cheese diet? Goodness gracious.
And I happen to love cottage cheese, but I'm not going to eat it. That's not the only thing I'm going to eat.
I have a friend who, he did this. It wasn't a diet, but people can do it as a diet. It's called Soylent. Have you ever heard of it?
I've heard of the movie Soylent Green.
It's not Soylent. Well,
did he become a cannibal?
Yeah, what? He started eating people. No, it's this stuff that's all nutrients that you need are in it.
Guinness.
So they sell them in powder, or it's in a liquid. Like, you can just buy them ready.
Hold on. I'm seriously.
It's called Soylent.
No.
Yeah.
Why would? Yeah. And Dan, you're shaking your head. Like, this is a real product?
I want to say somebody here interviewed the guy that started it.
Probably. This is
so
a while
this
ago,
guy who started this going. Named his product after a science fiction movie wherein the name of the movie is Soylent Green, and Soylent Green is people. It's food that's made of people.
This is food made of, I don't know what.
People?
Well, you get all your nutrients in it, and calories and fat and all that. And
in addition to people, soy protein, chia oil, isomalt, allotolus, and vitamins and minerals.
Oh, yummy.
Well, that's what, I guess, soy. I mean, can't you come up with another clever name with the word soy in it and not Soylent?
Well, maybe they thought it was clever.
How many people are going to remember the fact that they heard on WGN radio about a drink called Soylent?
A lot of people were, but how many people are going to try it? Like, I'm not going to try. I wouldn't try that.
Well, I would never try it. My friend did it because he does this thing where he's a programmer, computer programmer, and he says that sometimes he just needs to eat something. He just needs to get nutrients.
Yeah.
He just needs to get food.
Oh, there's a lot of ways to do that instead of Soylent.
Right, but he's like, I just don't want to think about it. I'm working. I'm busy. And this stuff, it looks like milk, and it has a slight flavor to it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you just drink it and you're done. Which I find Soylent. Really depressing.
Okay.
You drink it,
and then what? You turn into Edward G. Robinson? Is that what happens? Okay.
How about this? FAQs. Why is it named Soylent?
Oh.
Our name was inspired by Harry Harrison's 1966 science fiction novel, Make Room, Make Room, which explores the impact massive population growth could have on world resources. Soylent is made of soy and lentils and is a new food source used to accommodate overpopulation.
Oh, I still wouldn't eat it.
Is that the book that the movie is based on? Because it sounds like the plot of the movie.
Yeah.
Because the movie's about overpopulation.
The novel was the base for the 1973 science fiction movie Soylent Green.
Yeah.
Although the movie changed much of the plot and theme and introduced cannibalism.
And the movie introduced the cannibalism.
Yep.
Oh, you gotta love Hollywood. It was probably Chuck Heston's idea. Make it people.
But yeah, I would not drink. It looks gross. And it makes me so sad because I like eating food.
I do too.
Regardless of a little tiny snack or no.
Isn't there just an all meat diet? That's Atkins, right? Atkins is just the meat.
All right. It's no, because, you know, it's.
Isn't
not
it? But seriously, I think Atkins is like, it's just meat.
I mean, the general idea is that you don't eat carbs. But you eat vegetables. They don't go, hey, just eat bacon all day and you're going to lose weight. It's like, no, you have to eat vegetables and fruit.
Yeah.
And it's probably a sensible thing of meat, not. You can
it's
eat
a
that,
side
like,
of
steak.
Beef. It's an entire side of beef every day.
That was the problem with that diet because people would be like, yeah, I could just eat all the meat I want. It's like, not really. No, you have to eat vegetables as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I can have 17 quarter pounders all day because of its meat.
It's like, just don't eat the bread. It's like, no, it's not how that works.
Don't eat the
Yeah, because that's not what's just not great for you.
Oh, man, I ought to be a dietitian. Here's Ron on WGN. Hey, Ron.
Hey. So I know people that do this diet that works for them, but it didn't for me. It's called Isagenics, and it's like shakes and supplements and this and that. But anyway, I followed the program exactly the way you were supposed to, and I didn't really read the bottles, but the bottle, one of the labels was called Isa Flush, another one was called Isa Cleanse, and then they had this thing called Accelerator. Well,
yeah, Ron, I'm guessing that you didn't get out of the restroom very often.
You must have lost a lot of weight.
Well, yeah, but 5 days later, I'm like, I'm done. you know, I was at work. I think I spent more time in the bathroom than I did in the, yeah.
An 8-hour shift at work, 7 of those hours spent in the can.
So you tried to do it.
You got it. Here's what I think the lesson learned here is, Ron, read the bottle.
Well, you know, hey, they said do it. I said, okay.
Isoflush. Yeah. I believe that's a kind of a dead giveaway. I don't know.
Well, that's what the password.
All right, Ron, thanks, man.
Yeah.
I love it. They told me what to do, so I just did it.
Just drink it. I was in the bathroom for 6 hours a day.
I mean, yeah, you lose a lot of water weight that way.
Yeah, you certainly do. Oh, man. You know, I was I beef up on the fiber. When I quit drinking,
okay.
my metabolism changed.
Right.
Because I wasn't eating much, but I was boozing a lot. And so I decided I was going to get some more fiber in me and try and eat a little more sensibly. So I eat the fiber one bars,
mm-hmm.
and like one bar is 35% of your fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really tasty. Have you ever had a fiber one bar?
I don't think I have.
I'll give you one before you leave.
Boy.
I've got them here. I got a box here. I'll give you one. They're actually really tasty.
Just don't eat more than one?
Well, yeah. See, I was averaging like 3 a day. And,
oh, no.
And I was like, hey! I was getting romantic with my lady. Hey! No, I was in the... I was like, wow, wow. 35% of my fiber is in one of these bars, and I'm eating like 3 of them a day. So all the fiber I need...
Although fiber doesn't make you go.
Well, it helps.
It just makes it. It just makes
no, it helps. No, it helps.
Forms.
It helps you. Trust me. It does. I'm telling you, trust me on this from personal experience. I'll give you one of these things and you see what happens. Now, I'm not going to say it's like the OptiCleanse or whatever this guy was talking about. OptiCleanse? That's when you drink it and your eyes fall out. That's the OptiCleanse. For those of you who want to cleanse your eyes, if you drink some OptiCleanse, your eyes pop right out of your skull.
Well, that's how many pounds are your eyes. That's how much you'd lose.
I'm going to lose 2 pounds right here because my eyes are a pound each.
Wow. Some fat eyes.
They don't look fat. They're really, but they go deep into my skull.
Right.
They're really long when they come out. My eyes are shaped like large dill pickles when they come out of my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Enjoy that image, everybody. Enjoy your Soylent. Your Soylent cleanse. All right, here's Steve, the limo driver. Hey, Steve.
Hey, good morning. How are you? You're doing a wonderful job there.
Well, thank you.
Hey, I was telling Dan about the cereal diet.
The cereal diet.
Yeah, I didn't even plan on it. I was a chef for Marriott at a college, and I could eat basically as much as and anything I wanted in the kitchen there, and which I did. And then I eventually looked in the mirror, and I said, wait a minute, I have to do something. So they had a cereal bar at the cafeteria for the college. And they had a cereal bar there, so I started doing the cereal for breakfast and lunch. You could eat as much or any kind of cereal and as much as you want for breakfast and lunch and have put your fruit in the cereal and stuff too, and then have your regular dinner. And I did pretty good. I lost some weight there. And it might not be too good for if you're on a low-carb diet, but it worked for me. I think I shagged like 10 pounds.
So you lost 10 pounds eating cereal. All right. I don't know how that's...
Well, because, again, it's a thing of if you eat just one thing, yeah, of course you're going to lose weight.
Yeah.
But... Can you really keep up eating cereal twice?
No. Well, Jerry Seinfeld could.
Ugh. That's the problem. And then you just gain it back.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, thanks. Maybe, and you know what? It was probably a very high fiber cereal that he was eating.
Oh, maybe that. Yeah,
that's might have helped him out right there. All right. We got a break. All right. A couple more quick before we get out of here. Quick diets. The apple cider vinegar diet. Heidi Klum and Fergie have been linked to this diet. Before each meal, you drink 3 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar to curb cravings and to cut fat. Medical experts say that there's no science behind it, but you may lose weight because it ruins your appetite. There are apple cider diet pills that doctors strictly warn against.
I haven't, that's not really a diet. I've tried doing that with, you mix it with some water, and it's supposed to be good for, like, your gut, bacteria-wise and stuff like that.
The Shangri-La diet?
No, right.
Based on students of studies of rats. Oh, that's a good,
Oh, yum.
Psychology professor Seth Roberts theorized that individuals have a weight set point, or average weight, which can be lowered by certain bland foods. So eat bland foods. He dubbed it the Shangri-La diet, and he also suggested drinking olive oil about an hour before each meal to suppress your appetite. That's disgusting.
Isn't Shangri-La like the happy place?
Yeah, it's like paradise. It's like utopia.
So this is, no, this is the opposite. What's, no.
I mean, just drinking, can you imagine just drinking olive oil?
Oh, in a cup?
Drink.
Oh, my gosh. No, thank
I mean,
you.
I'll dip it, dip bread in there with Parmesan cheese and stuff. You know,
right.
That's fine. But
yeah, but I don't think you would eat a cup of it.
Are you kidding me?
That.
No. Hey, man, let's gulp down a little olive oil.
How slick would your insides be?
That's what I'm saying, man.
Just like things just like,
yeah,
a,
well,
like a slalom.
Like Soylent. Soylent your shorts in that regard.
You might. It's a lot of oil.
This is really weird. All right. Last one, the last chance diet. That sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Oh, gosh.
Robert Lynn, MD, created one of the weirdest diets of all time in the mid-70s. Robert Lynn was on pot, I would imagine.
Oh.
On his program, people ate nothing but liquid protein elixir called Prolin. A few times a day, the blend was pre-digested animal hides, tendons, and slaughterhouse byproducts combined with sweeteners and artificial flavors. The FDA stepped in after several last-chance dieters died.
Oh, my God.
There you go. And it's the most, I'll tell you what, the most aptly named diet of all time.
Right. That reminded me, because it said, what, animal fats or whatever. Remember the chips that had the
fat? Oh, yeah, the old, yeah, the... Alestro.
If you ate too much of it.
It really did say on the bag, it really did say may cause anal leakage. I'm not kidding.
I mean, hey.
Hey, let's get a bag of this stuff.
I mean, they're being honest.
Yeah.
So
all right.
You want to lose some weight?
Why would you buy it? It says on the bag. I don't know. All right. Esmeralda, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you
all
tomorrow.
Right. I'm going to bring some of those.
Some Alestro chips.
Alestro chips. Mm. I think they were called like, ow, or something. They had like a real, like an appropriate name.
I would think we should bring towels for our chairs
all right.
as well.
We got to remember the name. It's like, oh, or something. All right, we got to take a break.